Early Riser by Jasper Ford. Read by Thomas Hunt. Mrs. Tiffin could play the bouzouki. Not well, and only one tune, Help Yourself by Tom Jones. She plucked the strings expertly, but without emotion, while staring blankly out of the train window at the ice and snow. She and I had not exchanged an intelligent word since we first met 5 hours before, and the reason was readily explained. Mrs. Tiffin was dead, and had been for several years.
"It's going to be a mild winter," said the grey-haired woman sitting opposite Mrs. Tiffin and me as the train pulled out of Cardiff Central. "Average low of only -40 is my guess."
"Almost balmy," I replied, and we both laughed, even though it wasn't funny. Not really. Not at all. After some thought, I had concluded that the woman was most likely an actor, part of the extensive winter thespian tradition. Audiences were small, but highly appreciative. Summer players had to make do with the diluted respect of the many, whilst winter players commanded the adoration of the few. The train stopped briefly at Queen Street, then rumbled slowly north. It could have gone faster, but Wales has a 75 decibel sound limit in operation 8 days either side of the winter. No one knows quite why. It's something to do with St. David's Day. "Have you been overwintering long?" I asked by way of conversation.
"I've not seen a summer for almost 3 decades, she said with a smile. "I remember my first venue, Hartlepool, winter of 76, the Don Hector Playhouse. We were performing King Lear as the support act to the Chuckle Brothers during their one and only winter tour. Their gig was packed, almost 300 people. Never seen that happen before, except with the Bonzo Dog Band or Val Doonican. But then they made the winter season a kind of trademark, like Mott the Hoople and Richard Stilgo in the old days, and Paul Daniels and Take That today."
Few summer acts chose to brave the cold. The winter could be a hard taskmaster. The 1974 Shawaddy Waddy Welsh tour was a good case in point. The band were first trapped by hunger-crazed nightwalkers in their Aberystwyth hotel, then lost half their number to an ice storm. Over the next 2 months, their manager was kidnapped and ransomed by lucky Ned Farnsworth. 3 roadies lost their feet to frostbite, and their bassist was allegedly taken by Wintervolk. Aside from that, the surviving members thought it was one of their most successful tours ever.
"Never realised how strongly the silence could drag upon one's psyche," said my companion, breaking into my thoughts. "And how the solitude can become physically painful. I once went 7 weeks without seeing a single soul, stranded in the Ledbury Playhouse during a protracted cold snap in 78. Colder than the Gronk's tit, and for 4 weeks a blizzard. Even the villains hunkered down, and nightwalkers froze on their feet. Come the melt, the rigour kept them upright. They didn't start falling until they'd thawed down to their shins. For those not with the calling, the absence of humanity can be debilitating."
She paused for a moment before continuing.
"But, you know, in some strange way, I love it. Good for achieving a sense of clarity.